Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, goddamn it! Welcome back to that show about nothing. Hey, it's young had sensors on. And I don't like that shit no more. This is that guy Eric X, along with Aaron the Misfit, aka 2A motherfucking G. What's going on, my brother? And again, you see, like the bow and arrow doing different shit in this movie than it does now. We're watching. Is this an Avengers movie?
It's the first Avengers movie.
The first Avengers? Yeah. Okay.
That was been almost
forever, nigga.
10 years.
Damn, bro.
10 years since it came out.
They damn near 20 years in this series.
No, they're not, nigga.
The first Thor came on like 03.
Oh, you said, not, you talking about the Avengers movie? the whole Marvel. So I'm like, no, nigga, in they're this, not 20 years.
In this series, this universe, nigga, they're almost 20 years in this universe.
And
actually, they might be. Iron Man, what, 02, 01?
They almost are 20 years. Right.
You talking about the adventure? Exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga.
Because like, it all started with Iron Man. They knew what they was doing.
Yeah, they played the long game like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Which is respectable. That's why I would never talk bad about Marvel movies.
They did not. They did not
how
know
how I feel about how superheroes have been movies have been done up to this point. Because I feel like that's a it's an ultimate form of, well, I don't say ultimate, but it's a superb form of a form of storytelling, though, like comic books.
Hold on. Let's not downplay what they did on a bigger scale because DC tried. They failed.
I wouldn't say DC failed. The Joker movie made $1 billion.
That was not in the Batman universe, sir.
But it's still,
it was in the same universe.
But it's still DC, though.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is the keeping the universe together.
Oh well,
They scrambled and put out
some shit together. And
they put the Justice League out before they put the other movies out, and it fucked them because no one knew the backstories.
And then it's like, yeah, because I don't know the shit about this. The most I know about Cyborg is from the fucking cartoon, the Teen Titans and shit. That's how I'm a so. That's how I know.
No,
like,
bullshit. I didn't know the black dude that was half running. Saquon Barkley, if you will, is what I like to call him. Like, the way I pictured the guy. I never.
Hey, you see how I fucked up my algorithm by playing the Fat Boys?
I know that brought him right back up.
Nah.
So
is this your YouTube right back
your
up?
Your YouTube jump?
Yeah, it's my
damn,
YouTube jump.
Nigga, you gonna be hearing the Fat Boys? But
hey Google.
I didn't even.
Hey Google. Next song.
It's gonna be more Fat Boys, nigga. Wow. You went from the Fat Boys
to Fat Boys to Drake. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't even. You fucked me up that way. I didn't even. Well, again, with the Cyborg situation, I didn't even realize he was another character because I didn't associate him with the original Cyborg.
Man,
Teen Titans.
Man, nobody want to hear us talk about all this fucking comic book shit, man. They want us to hear us talk about real important issues. Which
so
is...
So, if she got one big titty and one little titty... like,
is that a problem?
I was going to say, which one would you suck first?
The little titties. I feel like little titty don't get no attention.
See? That's what I'm saying. Why are you downplaying the little titty?
No, I said I'm sucking the little titty.
Because you feel like it needs more attention because it is lacking.
No, because of the big titty. I feel like the big titty, that's the one the early nigga go to.
But how you think that little titty going to feel? Because you're only sucking it because you feel like it ain't been sucked.
No, I know, but nigga, who don't suck both titties? You one titty nigga?
I just asked you what titty.
You only suck one titty?
I only asked you what titty would you suck. You said, now you bringing up both titties. If it was both titties, you should have said I would have spread my time out equally.
Nigga, you asked me which titty would I suck first. That was the question. And I told you, I'm going to suck the little titty first.
Why?
because I feel like the little titty gets neglected more so than the big titty.
That therefore, like, you're only sucking it because you feel it's neglected. So well, it's not worth sucking first. You just feel it's been
because neglected. I feel like the big titty, little titty, I feel like they're so disproportionate the way you're telling it to me. Like, I feel like most things would be just in awe and they would automatically go for the big titty. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. You know what I mean?
I would go in reverse. I'm going to the big titty. Because you know what? Niggas lazy, they're going to suck that little titty. I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to put areola to the back of my throat.
And I feel like most niggas will, because they're going to be so amazed by the big titty, little titties, like, dynamic, and they're going to be like, ah. I'm thinking the big titty is beautiful. Like, it's just, it's like, and it's all proportionate. Like, both the titties still look good.
How's all proportionate? What do you mean? Isn't they two separate sizes?
Because it's like, all right, the big titties, obviously, it's a D cup. It's a D cup or something. So, you say but little titty's not like no little joint. Like, ain't no stupid. It's still like a...
Smaller than the big titty.
They're smaller than big titty. So it's like, I said, we'll give it a C. So we say the big titty's a D cup and the small titty's like a C cup.
That's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah. Boom.
You going for the little titty. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I'm coming. I'm eating whatever's prepared on the menu. So it's like whatever titty she serve up fastest.
Is but where you gave me a choice, nigga. I
just posed a question. I ain't give you a choice.
You did give me a choice. But you posed the question, is giving me a choice, isn't it?
Yeah. But you said I gave you a choice. I ain't offering you no titties. Like, I'm just posed the question.
I mean, you don't have titties yet, do you?
Nah, not yet.
Yeah, cause you like I said, you're stocky fat. You're not like a fat.
Did he just hit himself?
No, I don't know. Maybe they thought the nigga was dead. Like, I feel like this. Superhero movies are going to like mature eventually, sometime soon. Eventually, I feel like the Joker is the first step in that shit. Like, cause eventually, like. Your audience is going to get older.
Wouldn't it have been like Dark Knight-ish? And that Batman series really matured superhero movies, in my opinion.
I think so, too.
Where it was held to a higher standard. These niggas just did it in a different way and perfected.
Well, like, they just showed you how to think. Yeah, they show you how to play the long game. And
tie everything in together.
Yeah, they build a universe. That's the shit that they did was dope. Like, that's even the only from a writer's aspect.
That's
like
the only reason DC dropped the ball, is they didn't tie anything in, and they were trying to, and it was just all bad. They had to scramble because these motherfuckers were putting so much pressure on them. They had to throw Justice League out before they wanted to.
What they needed to do was give Superman to the right motherfucker, dude. They've never did Superman right, dude. And then can't even remember. I've never seen a Superman movie from them that I like. I guess the last show was the closest show where I was like, it's not shitty. Super shitty. You
know what
I
mean? Batman vs. Superman?
No, fuck.
Movie, but Martha. Martha? Oh my god. Why'd you say that name? Like, that's goofy ass.
I got a question for you. Do you bleed? What? Do you bleed?
That shit was whack because they made it seem like, and they need to stop doing this shit, that like Batman is this great ass fucking superhero. He out here breaking the arms of dope boys and shit. And like,
no, it's all about nigga.
Oh shit, the funniest shit ever, now that we on this, is when I seen a tweet that was like, y'all putting Batman on this pedestal, and he been having a fit with a nigga that been wearing makeup and wingtip shoes for 20 years. Like, giving that nigga the blues.
Like, it's because he's an evil genius, man.
And then out here struggling with a nigga that's asking them questions and shit. Like,
you know what? I don't know. I don't remember enough about the Riddler's background. I know the fucking Joker's just a psychopath. Like, I'm like the weirdest thing.
So have you?
Batman has way better villains than fucking Iron Man. Who's Iron Man's real villains? You know what I mean?
Because he wash him like he's supposed to. What the fuck?
Like who?
Everybody he's faced in these movies.
Well,
which he's supposed to do, bro? Like,
that you who's no in his solo movies? Who was he fighting?
He fought his. I was gonna say his. He's not his protege. He was the guy's protege. They wore the suit. He beat him. He beat the nigga with the whips and the nigga that put the drone heads on him. And what was the last one?
I remember the third one. I told you I didn't see the third one.
I don't think I seen the third one either then. Well, I don't remember it. But he was like, literally, he solved the issue. These villains didn't come back. Like, he ain't fighting the same nigga.
They fighting bullshit. Like, Batman, no, he's fighting real motherfuckers.
Batman be, like I said.
Like, the Penguin's a fucking deformed billionaire, a psychopath. All he's fighting all psychopaths. All he fights is psychopaths. So that's like, the theory, they're smart, though.
The theory
they not, like, shit on themselves, psychopaths.
The theory that Bruce Wayne is technically in Arkham Asylum and all the shit that he's doing is in his head. You ever heard of that?
That would be actually... That's a dope theory. I like that.
Yeah. Everybody's he's technically fighting is niggas that's in the Arkham Asylum with him. And he's creating these stories in his head. Because you got to think about it. On a regular basis, he's beating up chain snatchers and drug dealers. And like breaking arms. I'm talking about like the real move, straight to DVD movie Batman where it's gritty still.
I mean, the Batman, the main Batman I remember, because I didn't read the Batman comic books, but I watched the cartoons.
And he was just 90s. Like beating niggas up.
Yeah. But they were good though. Like, we had some good cartoons back in the day. And Batman was one of them. But the shit, like, I don't know, like I said, Iron Man got some shitty villains. The Hulk had shitty villains. You know what I mean?
Well, the Hulk was just a motherfucking scientist that was on the run trying to cure his...
You know, you know what?
The Hulk was technically Maddie Johnson. He was just trying to get rid of that shit.
The Hulk actually has one of the dopest villains, because his villain is the United States government, pretty much.
And then it was that gray nigga, whatever Hulk. I mean, not he wasn't
the Red Hulk.
No, it wasn't Red Hulk. It was, it was literally called, like, the Abomination or whatever the fuck his name was.
Oh, yeah. But even that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Abominations, that's just something that's created. We gotta find something that you can fight. But yeah. It's like, I guess the Hulk's character is so strong. You know what I mean? They haven't found a solo, like, villain for him.
And, so.
Like, for solo movies. But, like I said, Batman Jones is so good.
Who you got on the one?
It sounds like we fucking comic book nerds. Like,
who you got on the 1v1
nerd,
tip?
Not a comic book nerd. I'm a music nerd.
Kevin McAllister or Batman if you get a week's notice?
Who's Kevin McAllister?
Home Alone, nigga. That's essentially what Batman is.
who's on whose turf?
If Batman comes in the crib.
Oh, I got Kevin. I got Kevin. Straight up, bro. I got Kevin. I think he won that, yo. Because Batman's gonna have all the technology and be mapped out.
Here's the thing. Batman's power is white privilege. Like, he got a nigga making all this shit for him. Yeah, all the whips. So.
Alfred ain't no nigga, is he?
You gonna give Alfred the credit for all the shit Batman did?
Oh, you talking about the Morgan Freeman character? Is there a character like that in the comic books?
Yes.
It wasn't one in the cartoons?
Yeah, it was.
It was a nigga that was building all the shit in the cartoons? I gotta go back and watch that show. What is that show on right now? It's probably on something. I probably can find some episodes on YouTube.
I think I only found the movies.
I be watching the movies.
Yeah.
I be watching movies. I watched a Superman movie that was like, it was a couple years, it was recent. It was like a Russian Superman or some shit. It was like what if Superman was Russian and shit. You know what I mean?
Well, I heard like most countries had a Superman, and they just designed him the way they wanted to.
Post credits, that's something they started, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? The Trinity.
Yeah, crazy. The way they redesigned Thanos.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say they started this trend, but they made it, you know what I mean?
That thing.
They made it a thing.
Where nigga don't leave the movie theater.
Yeah.
You would trip your bitch up if she tried to. Like, bitch, we ain't cool. Like,
yeah, especially at a certain point. Like, what are you doing? It's like. I remember, I can't which one. It was the Black Panther jump that didn't have no fucking end credits, and it was just like
it was
like a Captain America talking to some bullshit like that.
Nah, they had it. They brought out Bucky. Nigga, we went and seen it together, bitch.
Which one did we went to see? We went to see a couple of Avenger movies.
Nah, we only seen Captain Black Panther together.
I thought it was another one. Didn't we see the Avengers movie?
We did see Avengers 2.
Yeah, the movie.
Not, man. Avengers 2, but
no, the last Avengers.
We watched Endgame. Yeah. No, the one before Endgame.
Okay. Well,
I guess it was
Infinity Wars.
Yeah. I was about to call it Endgame Part 1. But it was Infinity Wars. But no, the Black Panther one is when they pulled Bucky out with one arm. Remember?
Okay. One of the most enjoyable jokes. But what was most enjoyable about that movie experience was just, at least seeing in the movies, was black people reaction with Black Panther.
Pro-black.
Black Panther motherfucking faded away and shit, and I was laughing about their reaction.
When he fell off the waterfall?
No, nigga. On the Avengers, when Thanos,
when he snapped.
Yeah, when he it was like, oh, man, no. No, he just came around. Oh, nigga, he's gonna be back. You think he really is?
All right, Peter. Chadwick Boseman. Now that you said that, nigga.
I know, damn. Damn. And that kind of got me thinking about that stand up we was watching, but I can't. There's no way.
But if they should just follow the actual comic and make Shuri.
That's what they probably gonna do.
The new Black Panther. Because somebody said Michael B. Jordan, and it was like, we can't stand no more of this nigga bad acting in these movies.
I'm not gonna talk bad about any actors.
He was not good in Black Panther, bro.
The character was.
He wasn't.
The writing was.
He wasn't, is what I'm saying. We're like, your ancestors did. If you don't get the fuck out of here.
He did his job with that joint.
He couldn't foul that up, cause he's him. But he didn't someone else could have did a better job.
And then you can't say he's a bad actor, man.
I didn't say he was a bad actor. I said he did bad acting in that role.
I won't say that.
You need to rewatch it. They should have had Get Out Boy over him at that point.
You said who?
Get Out Boy. Queen of Slim over him.
I think he did a better job.
Actor, is what I'm saying. This nigga just said, no, he ain't do a bad job. I think he would have did a better job.
No, but now that you brought that point up, you said, yeah, they should have had fucking Get Out Boy. I was like... The movie would have been even better if that was the case. Yeah. I agree.
I'm not here to argue, nigga. I'm just saying it could have been better.
People want us to argue. That's why our 5 listeners tune in, man, because they want us to hear conflict and all the bullshit that we talking about for whatever reason.
Your cadence with this drinking is weird, bro.
What you mean?
Why are you talking, nigga?
How am I talking? I'm talking normally like I always talk.
Nah, you just did. They wanna hear. Like,
you know what it was? It was this Benny the Butcher song.
This nigga rapping on the top.
I automatically like knew you.
This nigga start riding.
Hear that buffalo? That buffalo spell? I was like, ah, shit, nigga.
This nigga riding the beat as he talks to me.
Man, shout out to Benny the Butcher for this great album and Griselda in general, man, for just
what they're doing.
Reminded
right
me
now?
Of that feel.
What they're doing right now is a fucking amazing thing, bro. They're doing what everyone wants TDE to do. Put music out. And these niggas are giving it to you on a weekly basis at this point.
Here's the thing. It's
bitches
all...
is bitches. That nigga's spitting.
With Griselda, you gotta think it's West Side Gun... It's 3 of them, I mean, so it's easy.
Instead of a whole fucking...
You got a whole label of different artists and shit, like, you know what I mean?
TDE had that luxury of...
TDE, you can't... That's... Griselda's like a movement and shit. TDE is a label. Yeah. Griselda's a label, too.
But I get what you're saying, but TDE had that luxury of that lore where it was like, we always waiting. Then they started making niggas wait too long.
Which is, they don't have to do anything. Here's the thing.
I'm agreeing
with you.
I'm agreeing with you.
You probably when it's ready.
Yeah, when we finish with the dope, you get it. Like, nigga, we drop it when you gonna consume it regardless.
Y'all unloyal anyway. Y'all gonna listen to motherfuckers. It's not like y'all only gonna listen to me. Whoever drops some shit, y'all gonna listen to them. Especially nowadays, so.
With that being said, go listen to Griselda.
Well, at least listen to The Burden of Proof. This fucking Benny the Butcher did his thing. Fucking Hip Boy.
Conway the Machine just dropped his jump last 2 weeks ago. Two or 3 weeks ago.
No. Conway the Machine. West Side Gun dropped his jump more recent. Conway dropped his jump like
a month ago.
Was it last month or was it 2 months ago?
It wasn't 2 months, nigga.
These niggas been doing a lot. So much. Put out so much fucking work. Because Westside put out like multiple albums.
I think it's like his fourth one, that last one. Third or fourth this year.
I didn't even know the last one came out.
We had this conversation, right? When I was like, I think this is his fourth one. And you was like, nigga, where was the second type shit? And I was like.
No, because he came. What was the Paris, Pray for Paris, John. Was that the first one this year?
I can't. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I can't remember. But his daughter does album covers, and you can tell she listened to her daddy because everything's bloody.
Well, his daughter did his last album cover, which is fucking
that's insane.
That's fire.
I thought she did all of them. He said, like, and there's like, niggas, whatever. I could be misquoting it, but that's I thought that's what he said.
You know, we got to start throwing out like
ain't nobody doing no fucking facts, nigga.
Not facts, but we
disclaimers.
Disclaimers. We gonna just like disclaimer just because.
Hey, when y'all start hitting us up, fact checking us is when we'll start fact checking. When y'all give
ourselves.
Them,
no, they be the fact checker.
No, that's what I'm saying. When they give them enough of a fuck, be like, nigga, that nigga ain't never say that. Oh, thank you for listening, sir. Like,
that's when you might give a fuck about facts and being accurate until then.
Yeah, they just doubled down on that Marvel jump before it ended. I ain't catch the last jump.
Oh, the it was just them eating. The second credit jump, it was just them eating.
So I don't want to. Hey, but how did, since we were on this Benny the Butcher jump, how did, what Wayne say about his fans?
Oh, well, at least all of his. Well, at least some of his females fans, too. Damn, what did he say?
Fuck. He said, I'm over here watching movies with bitch won't even watch commercials with you. Or some shit like
that. I didn't want to misquote him, man, but now I want to hear the song now. I can't remember the fucking name of it. I think it's like No Time or some shit. Let me see.
It should be featuring Lil Wayne, nigga. I'm pretty sure it is pretty. He's going to be blasting that on
his. Timeless. Oh, it's timeless. I don't want to necessarily turn this fucking Willie Hutch, though. But I do want to hear that Wayne line. Because it also made me feel like Wayne was just, yeah.
It was Wayne.
Like, yeah, it was Wayne.
Yeah, like, and I appreciate
Wayne.
It.
I didn't even realize he dropped another Carter 5 jump. Like a deluxe version.
That was earlier in the year.
No, another jump. Recently. He does like a deluxe, like a version with more songs and shit.
I thought that was earlier in the year, bro.
Carter 5 came out earlier this year, but what I'm saying is he dropped a.
I know what you're talking about. I heard it. I thought it was earlier in the year, though. That's what I'm saying. I might have heard it more recently than I think. It must have came out in like June or July.
Hey, Google. Play Benny the Butcher Timeless.
Alright. Here's the album Timeless on YouTube Music.
It's a song, though.
I guess it's, the song always hit the album. But look, the album is fire. Say that. God damn, look at that dead space in there. Were we not talking or something?
Wait a second, nigga.
Oh, I'm high. I forgot y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all gotta forgive me. Sometimes I just...
Be overly yourself.
I'm high. He told me this shit the other day. Like, what's wrong? He said you're too much of you sometimes.
Hold on. First
of all, he said too much of you at the wrong times. Like he said you're gonna meet a girl for the first time, or be gonna go to a girl's parents for the first time.
You're trying to misquote it now.
You are not.
I let all of this shit by saying nothing wrong with who you are. There's nothing wrong with the way you are. I said you're unapologetically you, and that's the best thing anybody could be. However.
Honestly, I mean, anytime somebody says I have it or something like that, something bad.
You can't talk because you're smoking your tweeds. You're smoking your tweeds, drinking your liquor.
Best way to be.
All I said, final debate. Why do you got this show like a fight?
Yeah, like a fight show. Like,
I've never seen that, bro.
Like even how they push it, they push it final debate like a fight, nigga. Like,
this Friday, coming to CNN near you, Trump Biden, round two. Who you at, nigga?
Like, no holds bars. Winner take all.
Grab her by the pussy next to Creepy Joe or whatever the fuck.
Sleepy Joe. He's going to be awake here. One eye is bigger than the other in that picture.
Both of these niggas look terrible.
Yeah, they look fucking... They age horrible, bro. And this is how I know Trump's hair is fake as shit, because every president ages in their hair. Trump hasn't.
He has no new grays.
No new grays.
Because he has nothing on the roof.
Look at Obama. Look how horribly he aged in the hair.
He aged in the hair, face, and everything. Like, you can tell that nigga was stressed.
Yeah, that nigga did age in the face, too. Yeah. Black men don't usually age that bad in the face in that short amount of time span. And he did.
The shit with... aliens weird! Like...
man! He was like, what, nigga?
Everybody fucking gets! Oh, my God!
What did I sign up for?
Nigga,
it's colonies on Mars, nigga? What?
Oh, my goodness.
Nigga, Rick Sanchez said I had to do what?
Call Russia, man. Call Russia. Like, what
the? Get Putin on the phone.
What y'all talking about? Nigga, you talking spicy? Like, they did get into it over the phone. You remember that jump?
What?
When they had that, it was something they had where he was like checking Putin on the phone back in the day. Like, well, not back in the day, but during his.
You can see how Putin looked like. Putin didn't like that motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, nigga, what the fuck? I ain't running.
But not just Putin. Netanyahu. Why can't I say his name right now? Benjamin Netanyahu. I can't say his last name right now. But the Prime Minister of Israel, that racist bastard. You can tell he fucking hated Obama. Even what he did when he went to Congress to speak without Obama's permission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just from... I just seen white supremacist vibes is just... As much as... And that's I can say whatever I want about Obama, dude, but they disrespect that.
They despise the fact that he was...
A nigga with that much power, bro. Nigga, but, fuck that. I'm saying.
A black dude.
Because that's what he was in their eyes.
He's still a nigga.
Yeah, he's still a nigga, dog. Even as a president, you still a nigga.
The most
dog.
Disrespected president ever.
Ever. You lie. You lie. They were so... I did not... As much as I didn't support Obama, you motherfuckers are so... White people are so fucking, like, racist that... Like, nigga, you, like, make me, like...
Again.
You make me have a principle why I don't even talk about him bad in public.
Patrice O'Neal said it best. If y'all would just shut the fuck up, we get him up out of there.
But no. They would have made... Like, I put it like this. If Obama... If presidents could have ran for 3 terms, and Obama could have had 3 terms, he could have got 3 terms, and he would have won.
He would be going on his 4th term if that was the thing.
Yeah, he would have been going on his 4th term right now. Yeah.
And it's crazy that sound. Like, he did not... We say what we say about what he did for black people, and we... That's what we agree that he didn't do much, if anything. But to me, he was a hell of a president because he kind of kept shit. You felt like something was going to happen.
I mean, he kept the capitalist ball rolling.
It was direction, at least.
He fucked up in a lot of rings, but you know what I mean? He was still, motherfucker was still learning. You know what I'm saying? That was
trying to figure this shit out. He dropped his nuts on the 2nd term, but didn't drop them hard enough. Like,
he didn't drop his nuts.
No, he really did. Like, he was... He was talking spicy, and he was doing things like.
I feel like he used others as his mouthpiece to talk spicy for him, nigga. But I don't know.
Nah, he talking spicy.
You know what I'm saying? Spicy. I don't like that. I don't like saying that, nigga. Cause I ain't create that shit. Now, even like that's from New York, niggas. I ain't no New York, nigga.
That's New York, man.
That's what I feel like he started, nigga. Spicy.
I can't argue with you, nigga. I don't know where I heard it, you know.
But New York.
What we say here?
I feel like rappers.
Reckless sound too reckless. He's talking reckless.
I mean, that's for the diz, nigga. Yeah, we say shit, we go all the way there, baby.
Nigga talking reckless.
Nigga talking reckless, nigga. You better watch out. I mean, that nigga telling you, hey,
Motherfucker talking like he got good dental insurance.
I think he got health insurance in general. Why do I keep seeing this fucking image?
I don't know, but I'm about to rearrange his bridge work if he got
anybody on screen to dismiss. Oh, okay. Pause it for the fucking to see the faces the recap. The old
evil devils.
The evil devils. You know what?
I don't know. I just got Patrice O'Neal Jones stuck in my head now. His stand up. What he was like, well, Malcolm X was fine when he was saying evil white woman. He said he went to Mecca and came back and said we all need to get along. He said they blew his fucking top off. He said they killed Martin Luther, not King, not Junior, the regular one. Anybody ever try to bring people together got smoked. And that's a fact.
You know what? And they try to smoke your character sometime when you're doing the right thing. And since we had our new limit, this is how we gonna end the episode. And we ain't ended with a word in a minute. I'll fucking do that the next episode. Remind me to use that.
Dude,
the next
like episode. I ain't gonna hold you. If I still work for them, I wouldn't go to work. Cause these niggas aren't even wearing masks at these rallies, bro. You see this shit.
If you were still in Secret Service?
Yeah, if I still work for them. Cops for Trump. Shit, goofy.
Secret Service men are wearing masks.
Yeah, they are.
Like, all of them. Everybody, all the Secret Service men that was with Trump, when they was in trouble with Trump in the car, they was wearing masks. You know what I mean? That's another thing. I never asked you that. Would you have...
I told you that for Obama. Nothing changed, nigga.
No, I'm saying, would you have rolled with him in the car with the COVID shit, nigga?
Well, I wouldn't have. I was never in the car with any of the presidents that I worked for, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you worked for Trump?
Yeah, I did. My last year. I told you that. I was
wasn't in the car with him. You might have been on the
route. I drove my route.
He was on the route.
Yeah, I ran the routes, nigga.
Yeah, you wasn't in the car with him.
Okay. I started or ended the route. If he came in, I started it, depending on where he's coming from. If he left, I ended it.
You know, I want to get to one sidetrack. I want to end this fast, too. I don't want to talk too long on it. But a lot of motherfuckers been going at Ice Cube's neck for trying to get tangibles for Black Americans specifically. You know what I mean? And not just Black Americans, but those who are descendants of slaves are foundational to this nation. You know what I mean? And people have been, you know what I mean, coming at his neck. It's like, why are you working with Trump? Like,
excuse me. Not people. It was the narrative that the media is spinning.
Well, the narrative that people...
Have you seen
I guess people with Twitter.
Have you ever...
The Twitter world. The Twitter sphere.
That's what I was just about to ask you. Have you actually seen people going at you?
Well, you gotta remember, I have limited interactions. I interact with my people at my job, which they're not gonna talk about that shit. And I act with motherfucking...
That's what I say, Twitter, nigga. Yeah. Have you seen it on Twitter?
Yeah, I've been seeing it on Twitter, yeah.
Oh, because my Twitter don't look like your Twitter. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. When it first came out, I seen a lot of it. That's why Cube's kind of like doing damage control now. I mean, because it's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, nah, nigga, I ain't on, you know what I mean? Ain't even like that.
Nigga said, I ain't on no side. I'm trying to
I'm trying to do what's right for my people.
He said, I'm trying to talk to who could...
Just like Jewish people do. Just like fucking Hispanic people do.
Nah. These niggas ain't got to pull nobody to the side like we got to do. These niggas, they get it done. Like they're not doing it.
We're trying to get something done.
That's what I'm saying. Trying. These niggas get it done.
But you see why? Because Cube's trying to get something done. And niggas automatically. Like, what the fuck? Even niggas' mentality.
This is the narrative, bro. When
I can show you, dude. I'll let you.
Hold on. When niggas go against the grain, niggas look at him like, "What the fuck is this nigga doing?" That type of shit. Why is he over here trying to do? He don't even make sense. Nigga, what are you trying to do?
Everything Cube said in that interview that we watched was what I felt like I've said to you in some way, shape, or form off the mic.
And the irony is...
Because he was just on CNN. Like, I guess this don't came out, was it 2 days ago with the Trump show? It might have been yesterday, man. I got too much shit going on.
Irony is... was it Cuomo? What's his name?
Cuomo.
Was like, oh, well, my apology. Like, it was literally like, man, okay, I got it wrong.
But and you then, see how Don Lemon got
And we was like, giggles, me and Oprah.
Me and Oprah talk to you. Well,
don't do that, bro. No, that. But again, and I
get. But that's how I felt, man. That's how I felt. That's how I felt by the way he went.
I get what Don Lemon was trying to say. He tried to paint him as what me and you talked about off air, the Jim Brown, the all that. Like, but hold on. Before you screw your face. Hold on, nigga, before you screw your face. Cube came on here and cleared that fucking air. So what you saying now is unnecessary. Just say vote Biden like you want to say and keep it at that. Don't try to discredit
Cube. Not only discrediting Cube, he just tried to discredit all black males.
Yeah, he literally was like, they're all here trying to stand the black.
When I'm in the barbershop, bro, we seen your lineup. Like, come on, yo.
Nah, you trying to crack a joke right now. But what he literally came on here and said was like, he's out here trying to, the Trump administration is out here trying to sway black men because they know they can't move the black women's vote. So it's like, he out here calling black men weak.
No, what he's saying is, if anything, he's saying they have black women under control.
As far as
the Democrats, party. They got black women under control. Yeah. Y'all gonna do what we say regardless. Yeah. No matter what, we have y'all that under control that you're going to bow down and kowtow whatever we give to you. Because we pimp you. We control you, black women. So do what we say.
That's what all Cube saying is, if you're going to get fucked, get something out of it.
Get something out of it for your people. For your people as a whole. Because something out of it for your people benefits everybody. Something that benefits you is going to benefit the greater good. I mean,
and we're two black Americans. Granted, we got different backgrounds and all that, but we know where the fuck we come from because where we at. We ain't got no mystery. Well, we both got mysteries in our background because all we know is where we've been, and that's here. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere from around here.
That's
the North American region. He knows he's from around this region.
Yeah.
The Chesapeake region, but I know that I would imagine I'm somewhere from around here.
From
what I've retraced in my lineage, you know what I mean? My great-grandfather, sharecropper in Arkansas, and that usually means, I mean, slave bloodline. You know what I mean? So
I'm scattered away in like a motherfucker, like, and I'm pretty sure.
I mean, so slaves from somewhere in the Midwest, nigga. Like, this nigga's from the Chesapeake slave. I probably was in the Midwest slave bloodline, and go from there.
Well, we both reach over here, so it is what it is.
But you're back. But to wrap it up with seeing the vitriol that people were saying with Cube and the audacity of a motherfucker to call Ice motherfucking Cube a sellout. Like, Cube, for one thing, music. He's always spit what he's did musically. And the movies he's made in entertainment, it's like, man, dude. Like, I don't know what a nigga has to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's political.
Cube said what I said. All niggas should be independent. Black people should. That should be the only political parties. The fucker. Like that shit I showed you with Diddy.
Me and you been chopping up on this type of shit. That's like, nigga, somebody gotta move us to vote type shit. But we ain't got no voice. Let's keep this shit funky. The Diddy shit was weird.
I voted. It's only been 3 presidential elections I've been eligible to vote in. Right? The first one was Obama.
That's the only time I voted.
It was 2008. The second was Obama, 2012.
And again, I was
third one was Hillary and Hillary and Trump in 2016. You know who I voted for? Voted for fucking Hillary. Okay? So, motherfucker, like,
you voted for Hillary?
Yeah, I voted for Hillary, nigga.
I never knew that.
Yeah, you got that right. Nigga, why wouldn't I? It made sense. Nigga,
I thought you still would have went up there and put Bernie down on the ballot.
No, because Bernie endorsed her at that point. Once Bernie endorsed her, it was like, you know what?
You gave up type shit.
It was like, no, I wanted Bernie, but...
And again, he could be fighting for Bernard for a second term. Y'all niggas did this shit.
Well, the Democratic Party did that
and
shit.
And I don't get too heavy on politics.
They was like, we can't skip you twice, Hillary. We can't let you get, ran out of there twice. You can't keep waiting because we don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, motherfuckers, right. Anybody can die tomorrow and shit. You know?
They out here worried about her age, and Bernard is older. But we're not into politics.
Well, you know what?
Too heavy anyway.
Well, I was just wanted to. I'm more so talking about the Ice Cube shit, dude. Just how motherfuckers was like railing against him for trying to get something for his people, and I feel like real shit, motherfuckers are showing they're projecting shit. They're projecting shit because they're threatening. People are threatened by black people having their interests, their own interests at hand.
Scary.
Don Lemon doesn't see himself as a black male at first. He doesn't see, I don't give a fuck with this new bullshit shit he's pulling up, because when he had the chance and shit was real with Ferguson. Now, fuck all the shit that's going on now, nigga. You probably had a couple dinner parties where you got felt uncomfortable and shit, nigga. Nigga, you showed how you was. It's marijuana out here and all that bullshit, man. And now, tonight, you showed who the fuck you were again. You didn't show you ain't changed, nigga. You put on the front of the facade, but...
He's Skip Bayless to this bullshit. Like, he probably a real nigga at the end of the day.
No, he's not, dude.
I mean, I'm just...
No, he's not.
Just hypothetically speaking.
No, he's not. No, ain't no fucking hypothetical. He's probably... based off the way I know the world and what I've seen people, and my personal experiences and with the knowledge that I know of Don Lemon, he ain't no fucking... Nah, he's not that.
Well, from my knowledge of politics, none of these niggas believe in anything they're saying, so...
Because if he was, he wouldn't have his own show on fucking CNN.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they ain't gonna get like, no real nigga no fucking show on CNN, nigga.
They don't believe in what they gotta say. They're allowed to say on there is what they're allowed to say, so...
They're told to say, nigga, read that shit in the fucking teleprompter was in front of you.
Yeah, and even when he was having that conversation, he was looking down, like, nigga.
Because he ain't gonna be having papers in front of him.
They see how they try to...
Motherfuckers were threatened. No, I don't want to talk about... It's just not about politics. It's about black people having their own self-interest at hand and people having a problem with that and them trying to make it seem like... So, you're telling me that if Donald Trump... offer black people fucking like $20 trillion in reparations, we're supposed to say, nah, fuck that. If it was like we knew for a fact we can solidify the zone, we can't trust them. But what if we made it so we can make it a safe proof, get the smartest black people? It's a lot of smart motherfucking black people, genius black people in this country. Thousands of them. Thousands of them.
I think that was my biggest thing. Like, if Cube had better people in the room.
But even then, he's building something. He's probably people hitting him behind the scenes or something like, hey, let's build some shit. Let's build on momentum that you're gaining right now from what you did.
Here's the thing. I don't think Q expected anything to happen right now. I think he's literally like...
He was just seeing like, yo, what's up?
He checking the temperature in the room. He just started this shit like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah. Like, as he sees, like, yo, we gotta have something for black people.
And he came
for
up with
maybe
it.
For us, I just for us, I, not my. And this is what I'm sorry. I'm not. I mean, because I'm. You know, I'm passionate about this.
But shit. I don't know if he came up with this plan by himself or not. But go ahead.
I don't know. His wife might have helped him out with it.
He literally said
that partnership. He about to.
He literally said, not people of color, not African Americans. But black descendants of slaves in America. The end. What y'all doing for us?
People don't like that. And they don't like us thinking like that.
That was the Don Lemon thing. He was like, "That's you're separating everything." And a buddy, again, you know his name, the white dude, with the brother that's...
Oh, Cuomo said, yeah.
Yeah, and he
Cuomo said, I understand
He's no, but at first he drew it right back to people of color. He said, but your people of color don't have a problem with that. And it was a good segue. Like, he was like saying, I get what you're doing, but people of color are gonna have a problem with that. And then they chopped it up some more, and he was like, okay, I get what you're saying. I was wrong. And then he brought Don Lemon in. And like, Don Lemon was like, nah, fuck all that noise, bruh. He met with cuz.
Like, I talk for black people more than... He's pretty much saying he talks for black people more than Ice Cube. Like, nigga!
The irony with Q saying is, I ain't with red or blue. I was like, that's some Cali shit. Like, what? I said...
Nigga, I'm neutral, nigga.
Who you with?
I'm neutral, nigga. I'm neutral, nigga. Straight up, nigga. Ain't no banging, nigga.
I said, what you, GD, neutral, Vice Lord, nigga?
Nah, nigga, I'm neutral, bro. Nah, homie, I'm neutral. I'm neutral.
Where I heard, he said, nobody. Nigga, I ain't banging with the red up. I ain't blood up, cuz.
Nobody, yo. I ain't with nobody, yo. Like, and I gotta remember, yo, this. Like you said, who's saying this in the real world? But my real world is small.
Nothing's gonna change on our scale, bro.
It's my real world is small. So, yeah, when I see on Twitter, I'll be like, I don't know. I mean, it's enough of these motherfuckers that's real. But even if they don't say it in their day to day, the fact that they getting on this and this, they probably feel this. They feel this to a certain extent. You know what I mean? You can tell the people that's not just like.
Are you talking about what you're putting out there?
Well, I'm talking about the shit that motherfuckers is just like saying dumb shit about Q. The fact that he can't, I don't care what this is, you gotta vote for Biden regardless. Like, motherfuckers, the people that have the mentality that I don't give a fuck.
If Q.
What Trump does, you have to vote for Biden. Because he's bad racist.
Listen,
instead of nice racist.
Listen, if Q had the impact that they say Diddy would. This will be bigger news than what it is.
You see what Diddy came out with?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm showing you that shit, right?
If that was Q posting what he's, what they deem he's spewing, it would be a problem, bro. They looking at Q gone crazy type shit. He's been against the establishment the whole fuck his whole career. So the fact that he's like going against the grain, even niggas like, oh, this nigga wildin'.
And you know what made me,
has no dog in this fight at the end of the day.
Seeing all the non-motherfucking black people, non-black Americans, really criticize Q, like, you used to be my hero, and then seeing the other ones, the real white supremacists, who they really want to say, they always bring up that anti-Semitic shit, like, get the fuck out of here. They like, anti-Semitism,
we're not gonna get on that. But anyway, again, like the man said, 13% of the fucking country and 0.5% of representation.
But more than fucking look, we say 0% and 0%. Facts and whatever. Fuck, I can't remember the joke right now because I'm kind of faded.
I'm gonna say I believe it because remember I visited that Midwest, bro. I told you we live on the two coasts.
I will say this: we're more than fucking 13% of the population, bro.
I thought it was gonna be like, I think it's like 28.
I don't think it's that. I think we're like 22 to 23% of the population. I think we're like 10 more than they're saying. Like the 13, like really, we're like 22 or 23% of the population. I believe that. Damn near a quarter of the population.
This is my thing. Like,
are us, because it's like niggas just stop fucking all of a sudden.
This is my thing, bro. Like if we're only,
we all count for big families.
Hold on. If we're 13%, bro, and y'all don't want immigrants to vote, who the fuck is these rest of these people?
If y'all allow immigrants to vote and we only 13% of the population.
Oh, did you see what they said? The senator, I forgot where she's from, but she was in a camp till she was like 13, and now she's a U.S. Senate, U.S. citizen, and now she's on the Senate. And Trump was out there like, I don't know how she's illegally able to, like, he was going in on her today. Then the Harris.
Trump doing this white supremacist dance.
Yeah.
He's the white supremacist mascot. That's his stake, dude. That's the shit he decided he's gonna run with.
And he don't even fuck with y'all niggas. Like, that's what I'm saying.
He thinks his all you MAGA hat wearing mother. He
don't fuck with y'all either.
Even if he shakes your hand, he thinks you the fucking lowest
scum of the earth. If
he seen your youngest kid with cerebral palsy, I don't give a fuck what the fuck. He seen him on the side of the road, he like driving the mud to put dirt on him or some shit, dog. He doesn't give a fuck about you, your family, your life, your hopes, your dreams, none of that shit. He looks down at you. You're a fucking joke. He tells you you're a joke. He tells you you're hustling. He's hustling you. He says, I love the fucking poorly uneducated. I love them. Thank you. Thank you. He says that. You racist motherfuckers are so racist that... But here's the thing. I don't think all of you are poorly uneducated or none of that. You're just so racist. You're like, yo, he's... He represents white supremacy so well that... Fuck it, this is where we're going with. We know that we're dying off and we're depleting in population.
That's what I'm saying. Would you just finish with, they don't believe it's white supremacy. It's the saving of their race type thing.
But he's no way you can... I'm not
talking about with...
Hey, Google.
I'm not talking about with...
Play the album America's Most Wanted.
I'm not talking about what Trump's doing or anything like that. Like, I'm talking about their race. Like, they're literally... losing their race by their dozens of fucking niggas.
Hey, Google. Play Ice Cube America's Most Wanted.
Oh, that's what you smiling in your face? Like, what the fuck is it playing?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Hey, Google. Volume at 4. That's how I want to end this shit. Just so you motherfuckers, for our 5 listeners, if we have that many. Do we have that many?
Nah, we probably lost them now in these 2 episodes.
Ah, well.
This bitch started off with Marvel, nigga.
I know.
This is going to be a hard left if they pay attention this long. Y'all not, though, so come on. Keep going, nigga.
Well, I mean, I said what I said. I got what I got off my chest, man, because that shit's just bothering me how motherfuckers was going in on Q for trying to do what's good for his people, like, regardless of what your issues. If... Until America is really disunited and we're all just Americans and shit...
Never happened.
So with that being said, how the fuck can you get mad at Cube for having his people's interests at his hand?
This is the problem. Everyone's mad. I was about to say niggas. They're mad at this nigga for trying to do something. And here's, which is wild, right?
And you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to think, like, yeah, nigga, we do have to separate to a certain extent because... For so long, it's just like...
screaming separate but equal.
I'm not just talking about, like, black people from white people. I'm talking about we got a different, like... You know what? A reason why you motherfuckers be acting like this and be on some bullshit is because you don't have the same fucking bloodline and the same heritage and the same feel that for this country and this land that we do. Are just our same heritage. You just can break... You can bow down. You can come and be a fucking third... our second generation, or third generation, like Nigerian shit. You was telling me about you was a college boy.
No American blacks. I wanted to speak on the fact that Chris Rock. Remember our last conversation last time about Chris Rock being, you know, newly divorced.
And yeah.
Now he getting the apple back too. He just did Fargo. But back to what with Aaron's
it's a great show, by the way.
Yeah. Back to what my brother just brought up. This is a pure fact. No one fucks with American blacks. Black Americans, I should say. Nobody. And that's just a fact. Like, not Hispanics, not... Caribbean, some. Africans, no. UK motherfuckers, no. Like, they don't deal with us. They think we're lazy. They think we don't try. Like, they think everything is handed to us.
Asians, from Filipinos.
Yeah, yeah. And Chinese, Filipinos are the niggas of North the Asian Korean.
I mean,
and it's literally like they despise us type shit. They deal with us. They love our culture.
No, you know, it's like it's people that's with our complexion and somebody with your complexion
in China.
China. Yeah, I mean, somebody that looks like you right now is from China. His bloodline is from China.
Darker
than
me, but he never dunked in his life. Fuck you, mean Tom.
You dunked before yeah, you wasn't nigga. As heavy?
I was like 5'8". I was banging, nigga.
You was banging?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay. That's what's up.
That's Chad, nigga. I can hoop.
I'm oh, just shit, fat now. Chad, man, how that nigga doing?
I'm just fat now. You doing good, bro? I mean, as best you can in this fucking COVID shit.
Oh, yeah, that nigga don't even know I got the, I was about to say what I did, but yeah. I don't want to say what I do here. I mean, yeah, that nigga don't even know. Yeah. He'd be happy to learn that.
Oh, he would have to go through you, though, right?
Yeah, but you know, I'm gonna give him the price. I get it that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gonna get the blood.
I gotta write a motherfucker Apple ID. I gotta hit him on Facebook or some shit.
Where's my old phone? But you know what? This is actually a double episode. This
well, look, y'all selfish motherfuckers. Y'all don't appreciate it the way we are. So
I got a name for this episode too.
I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't. Hey, look, thank you for chilling, man. Drinking.
Yeah, I'm going to take one more before I go.
Yeah, take one more. Take two.
But again, this has been
another...
excuse me. This, again, this has been another episode about nothing.
Bottle, my nigga.
And you just put it in a fucking duffel bag. We ain't got no outro, so.